to have you here. And nice to have access to some really good people, good at what they do, very, very good at what they do, and nice people besides. That would certainly include Michelle Gilbert, our next guest. Michelle Gilbert is with Comcast. And, man, I've been through all stages of Comcast and all stages of what we used to call cable television. I don't hear anyone. Do you ever hear anyone call it cable television?
Never.
I don't even hear the term anymore.
No.
But anyway, it's what, of course, Comcast started out as. And as I mentioned, the Roberts family in Philadelphia started it as a small little family business. Now it is a monster business. Xfinity, Comcast, and everything else that they own. Michelle, do you guys own? Do you own NBC? I can't remember.
Yes, we own NBC Universal, and I would say we're a nice monster.
Yeah, well, I didn't mean it to sound like you were a bad monster. In fact, I just spoke to you the other day, and your people are always very, very good. They're well-meaning. They're courteous. They're excellent at what they do, and I have nothing but good things to say, and I know there have been times when that wasn't the case across the board for a lot of people, but that is the case now. It's kind of we've all settled into the realities of everything that we have in our homes and that we have to pay for them, and we want them to work, and you want them to work just as much. But now you're also reaching out with some additional help, and I'm not going to name any names in my studio and booth, but a number of my colleagues have been caught with cyber attacks. Turn your mic down when you're laughing. I got to hear you here. I see your face. And Ann and Brian didn't even hear what I just said, but I'll say it again. That is, there are some people here at the radio station who were caught in cyber attacks. Now, by saying I have not been, I will be by the end of today. I mean, that's just the way it goes, but I'll sacrifice myself. But companies are sending out little tests to capture people, and I don't want to name names, Sean, Ann, and Brian. I don't want to point it out, but we already talked about it on the air. But you're here to tell us how we can protect ourselves from cyber attacks.
I am, and I just want to say thank you for the very kind words about our improvement in customer experience. It is a very high priority, and I will pass along your kind message to our entire team.
I know you guys worked hard on that. Whoops. I actually threw it in my wallet so I could. Ernest Cobb.
Yes,
technical,
Ernest.
Technical operations supervisor, service installation, Xfinity Home, Comcast Cable, Ernest Cobb. And I think the guy's name with him was Brian, but I'm not sure. These are good guys, and they work hard, they work smart. And they're there to service because they want to provide the services and make sure they're working in our homes. So, Michelle Gilbert, I know you've worked hard. I just wanted you to know, at least from my perspective, you've been successful at improving the way everything goes. And we appreciate that.
Well, thank you for that. And I will make sure everyone, including Ernest, gets the kind message. And I would tell you also that your colleague who is laughing with his mic on or off is not alone. I think many of us are guilty of mistakenly opening the wrong email or clicking on the wrong site. And it's good that businesses are sending these tests to their employees, particularly as we're working from home or for many of us who still are, because when we are working from home, we don't have the same sophisticated level and layers of cybersecurity that a business probably puts in place.
Sure.
So it's important.
Yeah, it's important, and it's important to know how we can protect ourselves from cyber attacks. Tell us.
Sure. Well, the first thing that any consumer, who, whether they're working from home or they just are enjoying their internet at home, and by the way, we're relying on our internet more than ever before.
Yeah.
I can tell you that nearly a billion unique devices connected to Wi-Fi in Xfinity households last year, and that's a 12-time increase over 2018. So the first thing that I would tell anyone is it's no longer good enough just to put antivirus software on your computer. You have to have technology that protects everything at the router, because we're connecting more and more devices to our Wi-Fi. And if you only protect your computers, that's like locking your front door, but leaving your side door and back door wide open. So Comcast has a service that's called XSI Advanced Security. It's free to our internet customers who also lease a compatible gateway. And what it is it's integrated into the router or the gateway. And that way, any device that gets onto the Wi-Fi is protected. And I would encourage, whether you're with us or whether you're with another provider, look into software or technology that is going to protect everything from the router.
Now, is that expensive to get that? Obviously, you provide it, or we can order it or whatever, but is it expensive?
It's free to our Xfinity internet customers. We believe so strongly that it's our job to help protect our customers and the devices in their home. It's your network, it's your devices and your data. So we make this service free when you are leasing our gateway. And the reason that you need to lease our gateway is that it works specifically with the gateways that we put through a very rigorous test before we give them to our customers.
Now, so when I call Comcast and want this or want to make sure I get this, it, just precisely tell me how I ask for it. What do I say?
Sure. Well, actually, you don't even have to call in. If you download, which I think you may have already done so, Paul W., the Xfinity app, it's integrated into our Xfinity app. And what happens is it'll automatically connect to your router, and it will load all of your devices. Then what you can do, and I'm happy to walk you through this, is you can actually set up profiles. So one for you, one for Kim. If you've got other people who visit the house regularly, you could even set up profiles for them. And that way you can attach devices to those profiles. You can even have a home profile. That way, if a new device comes online, it will alert you. And if you don't recognize what that device is, you can pause it to determine whether it's something that should or shouldn't be on your home network.
You are so helpful always when we speak with you, Michelle. That is all excellent news, and we thank you for sharing it. And along the way, if there's other things that come up that we need to know, you know the door is always open to you here.
Well, thank you for that. I'm always available for any assistance you need, and appreciate the opportunity to educate everyone, because this is so important.
Michelle Gilbert, and if you do end up calling him or whatever, just say, I want that system Michelle Gilbert was saying on the Paul W. Smith Show on WJR. That way we get a little advertising out of it, as well as them being able to find out how to fix it. Thanks, Michelle. I'm always thinking.
You're welcome.
Always thinking. 7:58.